Good morning. Today we are completing the question of, can a brother hear the singing voice of his sister? And we have seen over the past 3 days that there are opinions that say absolutely prohibited. There are opinions that say it's permitted. There are opinions that distinguish between the age of the sister. Is she 11 and above? Then it's problematic. It's usher. If she's 10 and below, then it's mutter. There are poskim who are of the view that it depends on the relationship between the brother and the sister. If the brother has become used to the sister singing when they were growing up, so it is not something that is unusual, that would generate improper thoughts in his mind, then it's permitted. Otherwise, if it's not something that he has become acclimated to, or even if he did when younger, but they've been married and it's been years that he's heard the singing, or a while he's heard the singing. So there are many shitas here and there when it comes to the brother hearing the singing voice of his sister. Today, we are going to finish up this topic by bringing some additional opinions. So we're going to start with the opinion of Rav Nissen Karelitz, who wrote that it's prohibited for a brother to hear the singing voice of his sister during Zmiras on Shabbos, as long as there are Divrei Kedusha in them. So if there are Divrei Kedusha in the Zmiras, then we have a problem. That would include Psukim, or the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Halachas. And that would apply regardless of the age. Even if she's younger, starting from 3 years old, it would be problematic. So that's the Shita, the opinion of Nissim Karelitz, singing of Zmiros, if it includes Divrei Kedusha, is prohibited. He brings the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who told to the principal of the seminar, Hagra Wolf, that it is prohibited to hear the singing voice of a sister. Now, Rav Nissen Karelitz kind of qualifies that, and he says that that is talking about when the brother is saying Kriya Shema, or even if he's not saying the Kriya Shema, if indeed the singing voice of his sister would generate hirhurim, improper thoughts in his mind. We are continuing with the Tshuvas Be'er Sarim. We saw this before. It's a contemporary posek in Yerushalayim, Rav Avraham Yafe Schlesinger, and he was posed the following question. So we're now not talking about his opinion, the posek, but the opinion of the person posing the question to Rav Schlesinger, and it's as follows. The person said as follows, Kol achoso shari lechatchila, the voice of a sister should be permitted, is permitted, lechatchila, no problem whatsoever, and he brought 3 different rationales why it is permitted for a brother to hear the singing voice of his sister, even if she's grown up, it doesn't matter the age. Number one, because we know that the Griz of Brisk, the Rav of Brisk, Rav Soloveitchik in Brisk, he permitted his own children, sisters and brothers, his children, his boys and girls who were brothers and sisters, that they would sing together. He, as we talked about in the past, he was only makbid that they closed the windows so people on the outside shouldn't hear it, but to have the brothers hear the singing voices of the sisters, he didn't have a problem for it. So that's reason number one why it would be permitted. Number two, because it's just like we permit yichud, brother, sister together in yichud, accordingly so too, Kolbi Isha Erva is not going to be an Erva when it comes to brothers and sisters. And number three, because it's permitted for brothers and sisters to do chibuk v'nishuk, to be kissing. So kissing and hugging properly with proper thoughts, but that would not be prohibited. So that is, those are the 3 proofs brought by the questioner to the Be'er Sarim, why it should be permitted, Kolbi Isha Erva lechatchila. And Rav Schlesinger responds as follows, that he does not agree. He addresses when it comes to yichud that the questioner is saying that it's permitted to have a brother and sister together in yichud, but in fact there are poskim who prohibit that. For example, the Beis Shmuel says that yichud between a brother and a sister is prohibited. So indeed, that would not be a good proof from yichud. That was proof number 2 of the questioner. Proof number 3 was from chibuk and nishuk, that hugging and kissing between a brother and sister would be permitted. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with that. You can't get too much better than the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that it is a davar maguna, it is a disgusting thing. So obviously you cannot bring a proof from hugging and kissing brother and sister, because it's a disgusting thing according to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Be'er Sarim himself concludes as follows, that you need 2 conditions in order to permit a brother to hear the singing voice of his sister. Number 1, is that the singing doesn't go on for very long. It's going to be short-lived. It's going to be, for example, singing Shir HaMalos, a short zemer, but it can't be for an extended period of time. And number two condition to permit it, it has to be using Trei Kali Lomishtame, that it's not the sister singing by herself, but the brother should join in or others should join in, ideally more people, not just one, but more, so we can apply Trei Kali Lomishtame. It's not the voice alone of the sister, but another voice singing together with her that would effectively cancel it out. So those are the two conditions of the Be'er Sarim. So just to recap what we've seen when it comes to a brother hearing the singing voice of his sister, it seems that the primary view of many poskim is to be machmir. Nonetheless, there are some poskim that were makel, and then there are others that put conditions on the permit, when it's permitted, when not. But ideally, it should be in the context of Zmiras. I saw a number of poskim that said that in other contexts, just singing a sister in front of the brother would be inappropriate. Nonetheless, everyone should ask their own posek how they should handle such a situation. Have a wonderful day.